Ooh, Matt, I think we're going to talk about this podcast that I know you love very much and I love.
I think that we are going to talk about it.
Okay.
Yeah, it's called Podcast The Ride, baby. I've been on it and I had such an amazing time. Now, this is a theme park centric podcast, so you know my boner popped.
Your boner popped right off.
My boner popped right off and ow, it hurt. I want to alert all my theme park fans, all my roller coaster obsessives, all my carnival lovers, all the carnies, bitch, thrill seeking freaks of nature. There's a podcast made just for you and it's called Podcast The Ride. You can listen to it right here on Forever Dog Podcast Network. It's a new acquisition, honey.
If you're a giant fan of Disney World, Universal Studios, or Six Flags like us, you need to start listening to Podcast The Ride ASAP.
Yeah, they're three hosts and they're three theme park know-it-alls, and they do little deep dives on favorite rides and parks with really amazing comedians like Jeff Garland, Paul Scheer, John Daly, and many more.
And do not miss their sure-to-be-legendary 19-episode-long exploration of Hollywood's Universal City Walk, starting on September 14th and running through October 3rd. I hope they talk about Margaritaville.
Margaritaville is a touchstone of Universal City Walk, so I'm just going to think it's going to get discussed.
Oh my God, and Hard Rock?
Oh, there's so many, honey.
Oh my God, there's
so many.
Now,
this says specifically Hollywood.
Oh, okay? Hollywood,
so you're jumping
I'm sorry.
Around to
I'm
Orlando.
Going to Orlando, I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah. You got to know your place.
But there is a Hard Rock in Hollywood, right?
Yes, I'm sure there is, but I don't know. Don't quote me because
okay,
I'm not
sorry.
A Hollywood Universal stan. I'm a Orlando Universal stan.
Sure.
But regardless of where I stand, Podcast The Ride is hilarious, nostalgic, full of heart, and full of the roller coaster insight you didn't even know you needed in your life, but you do need.
You do. Subscribe to Podcast The Ride right now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now on to Las Culturistas, the greatest podcast of all time.
Forever Dog.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see. Wow.
Oh, my.
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that Ooh. Culture?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling. And I'm furious at you.
Why? What happened?
You know why.
I truly don't.
If you see the title of this episode, you know that Alaska and Willem are on. We'll bring them in a second.
Yeah,
they're
okay.
Going to keep their mouths shut for right now, because right now I have to talk to you.
Okay.
Because you said hi with six passive-aggressive eyes and then said, are you coming to the studio today? Like I would ever miss
because
this.
Because I saw you tweeting about your dad, like some folksy anecdote about my dad said this as I went into the shower and I was like, oh, is he still on Long Island?
God
is he coming
forbid.
In for this Alaska Willem episode?
God forbid I go home on Labor Day, which of course celebrates work, to go celebrate these days off with my beloved family.
God forbid.
Okay, God forbid.
God forbid.
And my sister and her lovely boyfriend, Peter.
We have back-to-back bookings, and I just wanted to make sure that you weren't going to leave me.
No, I wouldn't miss this for the world.
This is truly a big one. This is
Would
a big
you
episode.
Consider yourself a race chaser?
I'm a race chaser. Woohoo! Yeehaw! I love...
I could be a race chaser for the right girl.
I'm a race chaser for all the girls.
Okay, bitch.
Every girl. Every girl I would fuck.
You think so? Every single one?
I'm gonna do
You're
like...
You're getting the awkward eye.
I'm getting the awkward... Willem's furious.
Willem's leaving.
Okay, Willem doesn't consent, so that's fine. So then Willem's off the list, but... I mean, every girl... Someone out there is enough of a race chaser.
You would name all of them. I mean, you would fuck
naming,
all of them.
I would fuck all of them, but I'm saying someone out there is actually, like, hell-bent on doing that.
You
I'm
think
sure.
that there's someone that's got a list?
Oh, yeah.
Well, let's bring them in so that we can...
Let's bring them in. Okay, what are their shared credits? I mean, where do you even start? They're recording artists. They're authors. They're...
Well, they're the hosts of Race Chaser
they're
on this
race...
very network. Okay,
Absolutely.
Let's fucking, you know, get... Let's HPA is here right now, not HPJ. HPA
Hot Producer
Alex is here, so we should satisfy that requirement and say that they host the podcast Race Chaser on the Forever Dog Podcast Network.
Yes, each episode they dig into the behind the scenes, starting from season one, episode one of RuPaul's Drag Race, to get into the tea, the production tease, truly.
The production tease.
I couldn't come up with a better term.
Season four of Drag Race, honey. Season five of Drag Race, honey. All-Stars 2 Drag Race.
Bitch, like, I mean, and they just killed at Wigstock last night.
Were you there?
No.
But
we weren't there, but we assume you did kill. We saw some Instagram videos.
Huh. Anyway, it's our pleasure.
I was at home on Labor Day with my beloved family. I have to also say I'm very excited to get into... One of our guests today is going to be in the motion picture event of the year.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh,
and
God.
We're
going
to be talking about it.
And
she books, and she famously books.
And she famously books. Please welcome Alaska Thunderfuck and Willem Belli.
No, wait, is it Belli or Belli?
It's Belli, but I don't correct people anymore as long as it's right on the check.
Okay.
There you go. We will be writing a check.
No, you're not getting fucking paid.
Bitch,
for this.
I want a Venmo now.
Now? How much?
$4.
Bowen can afford it.
What's your handle?
I want you to task rabbit it to me.
Okay. Oh, wait. Did you get a task rabbit for this hoverboard situation?
Fuck that task rabbit. It didn't work. I just shoved it in an Uber and told the driver. No. They said, you may want to reformulate your task. Seems a little hard. I said, I wanted a bag of clothes dropped off in Manhattan and a hoverboard dropped off in Brooklyn. How hard is fucking that?
Well, hard. Where the fuck do you find a hoverboard and why do you need that?
She had it here. She just needed it to be brought from here to there. It's like, the easiest task. People build shelves and stuff.
That's true. I mean, I just feel like, you know, building a shelf, that's straightforward. Is hoverboard like your preferred method of travel?
No, you wanted it for a show.
Oh.
That's what I assumed. I saw Willem put this ask out on Insta. And
yeah,
like,
because usually people are nice and they let me borrow them, but they're illegal in New York now, I guess.
Yes. They're pedestrian hounds.
Yeah.
Willem, I can't find you on Venmo. What's your handle?
I hate you. I hate you.
Fuck. I was going to do it.
What emoji were you going to put in?
Oh,
a little like microphone?
A little microphone. Maybe like a little grassed hill. Because Willem spent the night in a green space yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I fucked some guy in a park.
Great.
This was like not a grinder situation, was it?
No, I knew him.
Oh, you knew him.
Okay.
There were so many great dancers at Wigstock. Why not fuck some of them?
Right.
But this was one you knew beforehand. Oh, no, you just didn't meet through the apps.
Oh, he knew my hand.
He knew your hand.
Ooh.
Willem is good with these assists that you don't even know you're throwing at him.
This is a pro.
Okay, wow. Should we just start?
A pro.
I'm a professional.
Should we?
She's not. Wait, is that Alyssa or Shangela?
That would be Shangela.
Oh, Shangela is. I thought you were talking about Alyssa. Sorry.
Do we not? Is Alyssa not a professional? I heard
she's late for everything.
And
it's rude to people. People's time is worth something. And if you're late, I'm sorry. Mm. Fuck that. It shows disrespect for other people and their schedules. And, you know, yeah, he's a great performer. I can't wait to see your Netflix show. But be respectful of your other fucking people in a dressing room. Fuck you, bitch.
Sure. So here we go. We're getting into it
already. Don't hold up my day and the fans. Don't say, oh, the meet and greet's after the show now instead of before when there's a venue curfew at the club. And the promoter has to eat that. And she doesn't give a fuck. She missed flights. Fuck her.
Has she always been like that?
Oh my God.
Yeah, but before I used to like her. Now I don't.
Now you don't like her?
No, fuck her.
Do you not like her because of what you're saying?
I don't like her because she got in a fight with me and she accused my friend of filming her in a dressing room.
Uh-huh.
When he was playing a Pokemon game. She's like, I don't trust you or none of your homies. He's probably filming right now. And I was like, how dare you? I grabbed his phone. I was like, camera roll, nothing. He's playing Pokemon. She's like, well, I don't trust you or none of y'all. Yeah, I'm just an asset. And I was like, oh, you saw my tweet where I said you're an asset to World of Wonder. And that's the only reason you tied that one lip sync with Roxy when Roxy should have won for Whip My Hair because they were pushing you through. And that's fine. They were pushing through a great investment. She's talented. She's funny. She's got that it factor. But I have this feeling about her where I'm like, if you're not respectful of the other people in the industry, fuck you, girl.
Yeah.
And I did say an asset is not a bad thing. It's just a technical thing. She is an asset. They put a lot of money into her. They got her own show.
Digital assets,
likeness, future, royalties.
Send you over your digital assets.
I'm going to have you sign this NDA real quick. That's my feelings on her. And I don't mind pulling straws because everybody knows it's true. She's late and we all don't talk about it because she still sells tickets.
She's
a great performer. Love her.
She is a fucking
beast
performer.
Did I just say I love her?
No, you did. You said you love her as a performer, but disrespectful as a person.
And you did say that you hate me earlier.
Because you're disrespectful.
Because I am disrespectful.
You're incredibly disrespectful to me.
No.
Okay, my time.
Okay, so here's the thing.
Courtney?
I'm Courtney Act.
No, Courtney, you could never be.
What is that, a read on me or a read on her?
Do you do whistle tones?
I'm a better singer than Courtney.
You've got a 4-octave range.
Yeah, I have a 4-octave range.
4 octaves.
I don't know.
How long have you been castrated?
24 hours.
Wow.
I'm looking at my Stars Born reviews.
Alaska's doing a whistle.
We're not getting into Stars Born yet. We're getting into. So right now we've already the whistle's being blown on Alyssa Edwards.
The whistle tone is being blown.
There you go.
Cute Courtney.
So wait, this is interesting to me though that you guys host this podcast together because we have, for all intents and purposes, like pretty much like the straight A student of Drag Race.
The golden
child. Thank you so much.
No, not you, bitch.
Fuck you.
Fuck my drag.
But you like, they talk about, you're like the LeBron James of Drag Race in many ways for all the straight listeners.
Oh, I like that.
That means you're from Cleveland, darling.
That means you're from Cleveland.
Whenever I've had
that's close.
Like when we had you guys on Clusterfest, they were like, the people that didn't watch Drag Race, they wanted to know like what what the situation was with like Alaska and Jinx being there, I was like, Alaska is like the LeBron James of RuPaul's Drag Race. Oh, and they were like,
not just RuPaul's Drag Race. She's crossed over now. She's on Sharknado. She's on
she's the LeBron James of entertainment.
She's on Scared Straight. She's done all the reality shows.
The
she's
Scared Straight
she's
promo.
The new me.
She's the new you.
I used to scared do famous, all the realities.
Scared, you're gonna do Star straight. You're gonna do Star is Born too.
Oh my gosh.
And then Star is Dead.
Star is Dead. Yeah. And then Willem is like one of the most memorable contestants ever. And but it's interesting that that you guys are doing this together, where you're like you are whistleblowing in this way that is refreshing and necessary and wonderful. But like, what a fun tension.
I'm shit stirring. I mean, whistleblowing makes
bad,
it sound
right. She's the bad girl, and I'm the good girl, and yeah. that give and take, I think, is important to like why the show is exciting. Yeah. I listen to it. Do you guys listen to your own
yes.
podcast?
Well, I listen back to make sure that we
don't
say
guilt
anything.
Me into listening
insane.
To my own podcast. How dare you?
No,
I listen
I'm,
to
I'm
it.
Like you. I listen to it.
I like it.
You yeah. listen?
I listen every now and then.
Fuck
yeah.
you too. So,
I can't.
He's
win.
He's shit stirring right
shit
now.
Shit stirring with me.
Shit stirring with him.
I love
I'm
it.
Surprised he's talking to you.
Well, I'm talking to him.
After your behavior this week, shut the fuck up. Shut enough. Have you
out
ever seen
pocket.
Glamorous Monique do Alexa?
Oh my god,
it's the best thing ever. I will show it to you after this. You will die.
Okay. Glamorous Monique doing Alexa. Okay.
I'm not gonna talk to you about the way you treated me last night.
Oh my god.
Wait, let me ask you, because there's been some rumors. Let's call them rumors.
Is there any conjecture?
About All Stars 4.
This is conjecture.
Has it been filmed? I haven't heard of that.
You don't choose now to stop.
Wait, what did I do?
Just like
you're being
I don't know,
willfully obtuse.
Oh, you're being willfully obtuse.
Are you calling me a polygon?
Yes, you
How
are an
you?
Angle.
It's actually Rule of Culture number 14. Willem
is
a
polygon. No, what number was that? Number 2?
14, bitch.
14, okay. First of all, Kelly Jo, who... Kelly Briscoe, who's...
Who the fuck is Kelly?
She runs this fan Twitter account of for the podcast, Rules of Culture. We just make them up on the fly. Mm-hmm. But she... We're at 14.5 right now, I believe. There's been five rule number 14.
I always say rule number 14,
don't
I?
That's your default number.
Okay, well...
Anyway, so... Okay.
Note, good note for me.
Is there a math quiz after this? I'm so
no,
confused.
No, bitch.
No, bitch. Okay, so what do you want to ask Willem about? I'll
So listen.
What?
If we go on to Reddit and if we go on to YouTube and those things that they're telling us, can we find the truth out there? Are those things reliable as they stand right now?
No.
No?
No.
No. Anytime you watch those YouTube clips that are like, season 11 confirmed.
Spoilers confirmed.
And it's that iMovie stock music.
Yeah, with the rectangles.
I can tell you for sure that...
The rectangles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The striped rectangles.
Confirmed. Her social media stopped for 2 weeks.
Gia Gunn hasn't been seen in years.
They're always wrong. Season 6, they said Bianca went home first. That was all the rumors. And that was an incorrect rumor.
It was very incorrect. What were you about to say?
I forgot.
You started twice, bitch.
If you want to know the real tea, you have to get in a group message with me.
Oh, my God.
Alaska's boyfriend. Alaska's not in it. Mm-hmm. And a couturier to the stars who shall remain nameless.
Isaac Mizrahi.
I love him. He gave me a dress once. He's so nice. I think that Reddit is sometimes right, sometimes wrong, but they do get whiffs of things.
Cool.
My rule is to not spoil anyone else's success or downfall.
I'll
take down my career, but nobody else's. But this year on All Stars, I am offended that they did do something that directly copies a project I just did last year with two of my best friends. And you'll see what it is. It's a girl group challenge. I was just in a girl group. And it's about a certain beloved member of Drag Race. And I was like, they're going to do that right after us? Good luck. I mean, good luck, bitch, because we slayed that. The video was sickening. The song was sickening. We looked like blonde slut angels from fucking Satan's little backyard.
I love that.
We were gorgeous. I know, because the outfits were mostly mine.
There you go.
Like, we looked lovely. And
they ripped it off.
They didn't rip it off. Great minds think alike. But I was like, that's really close to our idea, guys. Like, get your own content. Yeah. I'm right across the street. I'm not mad about it.
I'm
not
gonna
mad.
Wait to see it.
Sure, maybe they'll cut
I
it.
Make a judgment.
Maybe they'll reshoot that episode.
So where do you guys get that tea? Like, the girls come back and they say this is what happened?
Huh?
I don't know what you're talking about.
No, there's an underground railroad between World of Wonder and my home.
I see.
Yeah. That's gorgeous. Okay, well then, and this is not like a question
that's
that I'm asking.
That's the only tea I have.
Okay.
Beautiful. This is not a question I'm asking as a way to be like
So there's gotcha. No, there's nothing to that thing of you posting on Twitter about them.
See, that's why I asked what I said. I was like, what did I specifically say? Connor, how can I respond to it?
I don't know. Maybe it like had to do with Valentina.
What?
Like, oh, yeah. Like,
I don't even stop it. I don't even know what you're talking about. Well, you're about to ruin it.
Well,
for
oh, wait, I'm
you're
not a real. You don't follow
stop
me.
It.
You don't follow me. I just did a product campaign with Sarah Paulson. You don't follow me. She said that to Katya. It was so funny.
She said what?
Violet was talking to Katya on Fashion Photo Review. They were filling in, and Sarah Paulson came up, and Violet was like, "Oh yeah, I just did a product campaign with her." And Katya looked at her, gave her an up down, and she went, "What?" And Violet went, "Do you not follow me?" And it was just so strange. I was like, "No, Violet, sorry, I don't follow her. I don't know."
Wow.
And I don't know if I follow
captured.
Violet. She'd
Why
be a good
talking?
One to follow. Very visual.
Someone stop yeah. making me talk.
No, I was going to ask, and not as a way to be like, say something like uncouth, but like, I don't, the way to, there's no possible way to navigate the Reddit nonsense nowadays.
No.
Because there's no rules to it. Like everyone, there's no way to win with those people.
I
like,
stopped. I felt.
I don't go in there.
I don't go in there anymore. It was doing bad things for me. So
yeah.
I unfavorited it. But
it's like one big comment section.
Yeah.
I don't need to go there.
No. The
That's
ones
not
that,
for me.
The ones that love you will show up at your shows and you'll get everything that you need. The comment
sure.
sections is just like hoping for the best and then you stumble upon something and you're like, God. And then you're like, I can't fight every battle. So let me just walk away. And
but mm-hmm. just to be on the other side of this and just, I've just like left comments to be like, I liked you know, Monet exchange this episode and people will
yeah.
just come down on you with like the most invective bullshit. And you're like, excuse me? Like what the fuck is wrong?
Am
with
I
you?
An idiot if I can't figure Reddit out? I don't know what,
no,
how you do it. Like, it's like, I don't, I try, like there's a couple times I've tried to go on there and it's just like, oh God.
I don't even have Tumblr figured out. I just hit reblog.
Yeah.
There you go. You just hit reblog and people are, yeah, the Tumblr queens are still out there.
The yep. Tumblr queens are out there.
Willem, you're sipping honey just straight up?
Yo, my throat is... I felt like I gave a blowjob to a weed whacker.
You may have.
You should get that checked out.
It's a chlamydia, I bet.
Go get it checked.
Maybe is this from the strenuous activities at Wigstock or post-Wigstock?
No, Wednesday I was notified I might have chlamydia because someone said they had it. But they had it in their throat and I didn't touch their throat. I only sucked their dick.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
They blew me a little too, but like, you're not going to get anything from me.
Oh,
I wasn't active. I know I was good. And I just got tested and treated for it. When's that? 2 months ago. So I had it then. What are the chances?
What are the chances? But you still might have it.
Whatever.
It's fine. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Listen.
What's the deal with Neil Patrick Harris? Was he cool?
Yeah, she was great.
She was great. She was in drag.
Full fantasy.
She was full fantasy.
She got into drag at the end to close out the show with Hedwig.
Beautiful.
Oh. Yeah.
And then
band was great. The performance was great.
Love
that. It looked like the crowd was amazing.
They were.
Like that's the way it appeared.
Good. I'm glad.
Yeah, you should have come. It would have been great.
I was at home with my beloved family.
And your girlfriend's
sister and her brother, her boyfriend.
Whatever,
yeah.
Fuck off.
My
girlfriend's
sister's brother.
Her brother. Okay, so then what do you guys do at this point when like someone books you to like do that kind of show? You drop in and you're like, I am just gonna pull out like an old repertory piece, or then are you just like, let me make something special for this.
I wanted to do something a little special.
Yours
so.
Looked awesome, yeah.
Yeah, so I had my friend Nick. I was like, I'm busy and I need you to do something special, so figure it out.
Yeah.
And so he like choreographed a little shimmy, a little shake. It was really fun.
He's like, is this Nick Laughlin?
Yeah.
We know Nick on Insta.
We've
met Nick several times.
Yes. We would watch episodes with him at Barracuda.
Yes.
Yeah.
He's one of the Barracuda
Being
watchers.
Being extra.
Carrying.
No, carrying.
Full carry.
Carry.
But Nick was up. But Nick is always. Nick is like a good presence. Nick is not.
She is.
Nick is chaotic good.
That's true. That's accurate.
That's accurate. Alignment.
I got called chaotic evil once.
I'd say you're chaotic neutral.
Yeah. Oh, wait, no, that's
yeah,
what I was in the middle
neutral.
Box. The middle box to the side, chaotic neutral.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's okay.
Because it's like you said, you're doing harm, but only to yourself.
Right.
That is me.
Stop.
Wow.
Like you said, self-proclaimed.
I didn't understand what it was, but I like the picture they used.
There you go.
Am I evil good?
Oh, no, you're
good.
Lawful,
you're
lawful good.
Benevolent.
Lawful good.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll
lawful
take that.
Good. Wow.
I agree.
Lawful's opposite from chaotic.
Nick backstage yesterday was like, Alaska just told me about this Sunday. I was like, fine, I'll whip something up. last minute. I was like, girl, this is so fun. You have time. You have these moves up your ass. Like, yeah, she's good.
She choreographed the whole thing.
And then Lee is like a little Broadway boy.
Oh my gosh.
I was like, so you're a Broadway girl? He's like, Mormon, this. I was like,
resume.
Work. I was like, good.
Printed out resume on legal.
Good on you, girl. You know, your dancers were slick. She went on after me. And I was so fucked up.
You did something special for this, too.
Shaved.
You shit out oh my god. Hi.
Oh my god, legends walk among us.
What?
Oh my god.
What is
Jackie
happening?
Pizza. Jackie
B.
Oh my god. Wow.
Fully bewiggled in a 613 ties beehive.
This is Jackie B just
Jackie
walked
B
into
B
the
just
room.
Walked into the studio.
This is happening.
Hi.
This is Hollywood.
Is this a like hoverboard delivery? What's happening?
She's the task. She's the task rabbit.
She's the task rabbit.
She was the task rabbit all along.
Fox News right about the. Oh my god.
Fox News right about
task
that.
Task tortoise.
Yeah. Task
spotted
tortoise.
Spotted as a task rabbit. Jackie Beat.
Hi, how are you?
Happy day after Wigstock.
How was Wigstock for you guys?
Have the wounds healed?
Was Wigstock like was it an all day thing?
No, yeah,
it was all day. It was 60 performers.
An event.
Three acts.
Bunny hosted the whole thing?
She did. She had like 7 costume changes. It was like Anne Hathaway at the Oscars.
Wow. 7 costume changes, 3 dealers.
Who was her James?
Because the most famous costume changes are, of course, Anne Hathaway at the Oscars. Oscars. Everyone remembers them.
I prefer an Ivy Winters.
Oh, yes. We love
she
an Ivy.
She does that reveal number. It's sickening. Yeah. Ivy Winters is sickening. Yeah. I want her on All Stars. Where has she been?
I agree with you.
Girl, she's been canning her own jams and reventilating her own wigs.
Yeah.
She can do everything.
Really? I was surprised when I saw the All Stars
spoiler list. Y'all just missed that tea.
What?
She reventilating her own wigs?
You'll catch it later, girl. If you're not fast enough.
You're right. If I'm not fast enough,
sorry, girl.
Say anything.
When you go fishing, do you catch all the fish? Nope.
Nope.
You're right.
Okay, here's what I want to ask you, Willem. Like, what prompted the whole iPhone note screenshot moment from June where you just, like, went, you just, like...
You decided to say what really went down.
Went down.
What? What did
like
you do
when, about when you left the show, you kind of finally said,
oh,
like,
Leslie
why?
Asked.
Oh, Leslie Jones asked.
Oh,
yes.
Leslie asked. That's right.
And it had been 5 years, and I'm a fan of her. And I was like, if she's in the dark, let me fill it in. And I was like, these are all the specific. I've never gone into specifics because I've always said in my interview that I got in trouble for with WOW on the sign off on thedirty.com, I always said that telling everything that happened would make production look bad and me look bad. So I didn't want to say it.
Sure.
And I didn't need to. I just said I broke rules, and that's what they gave them.
Yeah.
But like stupid little things like not feeding us right or treating us poorly, not knowing our names, having us on glass. Honestly, and these, I'm not hard up to say these things because they all happen. And future girls in the future were treated better now. The girls that went back for All Stars were treated a lot lovelier than at first because we have a standard. We're people and you can't work us 14 hours and say, here's $6 each to go eat at a place, you know, that you can't even get a $6 meal. And we don't have our own money. We don't have our shit on us. They're not getting... I get worked up because I treat people I work with the way I want to be treated.
Sure.
I had to lower my voice. Sorry. I get worked up. I was like, let me explain it. It wasn't anything big. These people make a great TV show that I love.
Yeah.
But these are the things that went wrong. And they weren't apologetic about them. Uh-huh. And they've kind of... there's this guy there that the company is kind of not slut-shaming me, but like we fucked. And then they made it look like a bad thing that I said something about it when he treated me like a shithead. I was like, I don't owe you anything. Yeah. I was on a TV show with you and you were rude as fuck to me after. Fuck you. You let your friends trash me. Bye, girl.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
And then you treated a friend of mine the way I didn't like. So I just decided to lay it out. I never need to work for them again and I'm cool.
There you go.
I heard there was a laptop left for you under the ice machine in the hotel. Is that true?
That is incorrect. It was left on top of the ice machine.
Wait, who left the laptop?
Her husband.
Oh,
her husband.
So that was part of the
her
whole
husband
conjugal
brought her
visit
garments.
Thing. Yeah,
that
yeah,
never
yeah.
happened. He never bought me anything. I had
he didn't.
He brought
you
me
brought
a,
everything.
He brought me a hat the first day that I forgot at the home because they picked me up at my house. They said you need to go to the airport. I said you can pick me up at my house. I have tubs and crates. I am not going to the airport.
Yeah.
And they're like, you have to go to the airport. I said I won't get there on time. So you're better off. Option is to just pick me up at my home, which is on the way. I knew where they were.
Right.
And so they did that. And I had my phone the whole way. And once I figured out where we were going, I told my husband in the car. Mm-hmm. I was like, this is where we are. Drop my location. So he knew. My
you
cousin knew.
Broken the rules.
We all broke the rules, girl. Everybody did. They had phones.
Someone had a phone.
Fifi had a phone.
You
catnessed
it. That's great.
Girl, it's fine. It was reality TV. I wasn't trying to fuck up everybody,
totally,
just myself.
Totally.
But when that moment where you get sick, was that because you were just feeling sick or were you nervous for some reason? What was that?
You ate at Crafty the whole day. Was that
there's
the story?
One thing that Alaska knows I can't eat. What can I eat?
Ass.
Ass.
No, you can eat that. What?
Dairy. I can't fuck with
Did
dairy.
You
and you
dairy?
Had it that day.
Uh huh. I had lasagna. They, here's what they do.
Why?
Here's what they do. They get you up. Lord. They get you up and drag for the runway. They review two people. Then they say, "Okay, break for lunch." And we're all corseted and gussied up, high whore. And then they say, "Do you want some fucking food?" It's like, "No, bitch, I can't even sit."
Yeah.
So I mean,
oh, there's been some tense lunches in that workroom, and you're not allowed to talk because it's frozen.
Yeah.
So like you know you're in the bottom. You know you're in the top. You know she fucked you over.
Learn
and
your words, darling.
You'll have to
that
eat
must
in
break
silence.
Your brain.
That's gotta
be
insane.
Crazy. It's very tense.
Yeah.
Tense lunches.
Did you feel that, like, when Willem describes the atmosphere of the season 4 production, was that kind of similar to what you experienced in season 5? Like, it wasn't necessarily being taken care of all the time?
I think they changed a lot of stuff because of Willem. I mean, like, now we have they have tape on the doors, so you can't even open your hotel room door.
Our choir teacher would do that on fucking field trips.
You're not allowed to fuck producers anymore.
No, you're not. It's frowned upon. Yeah.
Stupid.
And then did that get better with All Stars 2? Was there a market improvement?
Well, I guess. I don't know. Yeah. It wasn't as brutal as you're describing.
You
so
won
thank
All Stars 2 though, so that one was awesome.
I did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was truly inspired.
She was amazing.
You were.
Her promo was sickening too.
The whole thing.
I just top to bottom, A to Z.
You won.
Amazing. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree completely. What? Why are you whispering?
We are whispering over the mic that someone didn't like someone's promo look.
There you go.
But that's all that we're going to say. That's going to be...
It might have been me. It might have been Willem. It might have been Matt. It might have been Alaska.
Yeah, exactly.
Who knows? Okay, well then this is... Because the reason... The place this is all stemming
what
from...
What just happened to you?
I've almost thrown...
Did you fart out of your mouth?
Yeah, you're like almost throwing up. Do you have dairy today, bitch?
No, I've almost thrown up multiple times.
Are you hungover? What's going on?
No. I don't drink. I can't be hungover.
Bitch topped in the woods last night.
Yeah.
I was going to say that this all stems from...
Does a queen top in the woods? Can you hear?
Oh, my God. Willem is just...
She's been drinking fucking honey. Your stomach's got to be a bad scene.
Yeah. I don't know what's going on. The
making the devil's dick. a classic. Were you in that one, too? Or just your latest porn work?
Yeah, I play a newscaster.
I liked that one. I saw you in that.
Thank you. Ask Controller 9. I'm nominated for an award.
Are you really?
I'm going to the awards show. I'm going to be like Lady Gaga at the Golden Globes.
Yes.
Yes, Gaga. Word.
Oh, wait, is this...
One thing at a time, dear.
This will be a good segue.
This is a great segue.
So you're in a fucking Star Is
Stephanie.
Born. With Stephanie. How was it shooting it?
It was beyond my wildest dreams.
Yeah.
It's the best thing that's ever happened to me in my life, honestly.
I heard you have a really good scene with Bradley.
I have
many scenes.
Three really good scenes with Bradley and LG.
Fuck yeah.
I know.
Oh, so like God. So you haven't seen it, have you?
No, but a couple of people that I know have seen it, and Gaga's manager DM'd me a couple of weeks ago, and said you'll be very happy with it.
Yeah.
Oh, it's like work, Bobby.
A review that I read by Alonso Duralde from The Wrap.
Oh,
We did a podcast with him out in L.A. He specifically mentions you and says that you have a really, really good scene with Bradley Cooper.
Oh, girl, I can quote the article. It said, kudos to casting directors XY and XY. I forget their names, but I'm sending them a muffin basket for casting Greg Gunberg.
Yes.
Dave Chappelle and RuPaul's Drag Race Flunky or something.
Oh.
I love that. I don't care. Great. Or Dropout. Flunky. RuPaul's Drag Race Dropout. Willem.
Dropout.
For like a flirty scene in a gay bar with Bradley Cooper. And I was like, they called me out and my scene? Fuck. That's so fucking cool.
Hell yeah.
So cool. But I think Alonzo is his name.
Yeah, Alonzo.
He is a writer. He wrote a book like Bears in the City or something. I remember, or he wrote for Out back in the day.
He's been around.
He's cool. I remember reading
his
book or his Husbear's book.
Yeah, he's very cool. Husband. And he's a good,
he's got a
good critic.
Yeah.
So that's cool, like that he thinks that. Oh my God.
That must be so great. Do you get to go to TIFF or the premiere or anything?
I'm going to TIFF and I'm going to the other one, which I'm not sure if I'm allowed to say where it is.
Telluride? No. Okay, we don't say.
If the bitch can't say.
If the bitch can't say. And Willem does not withhold without good reason.
No.
Bitch, I am not about to piss off the best opportunity of my life.
I know. No. That's totally fair.
But they're saying that woman might win an Academy Award.
I've seen the first 25 minutes of the movie. They showed it to us on our second day during the lunch. And then after they were like, no one had their phones out, right? And we were, none of us did, obviously.
Wow. Yeah, right,
but they
right,
were,
right.
But it's so different because you see them start singing and it's not like Moulin Rouge where there's a click track. They're actually just singing.
Yeah.
And it's live. It's all the singing was recorded live. And
it's
a different animal. And you're like, you get chills just seeing it and happening and watching Bradley sing.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Yeah. Mm. How was he as a director?
The best. Yeah. The best. He's from Philly. And like, I instantly felt like that East Coast thing that some people just don't have. And like, he was cool. And we did the rehearsal and a lot. It was all improv. I didn't even need to learn the script.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
It was great. They said, you're in a dressing room, go. You're drag queens. And we're like, cool. Me and Shangela were like, boom, 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 boom. Being in a scene with Shangie is easy because she's boom,
she's
boom.
She's so good.
She's got a mouth and I got a button, you know?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
We play off of each other well. We did Hurricane Bianca together and some other shit. But it's so great.
That's so special. Congrats. That's
Thanks,
huge.
Man.
That's amazing.
Yeah. If I could have told, like, you know, 16-year-old me when I was getting emancipated, guess what? In like 20 years, you're going to get your big break. Just wait it out, kid.
Yeah.
It'd be really fucking nice. And now nobody can tell me nothing. I'm in a movie with Lady Gaga the rest of my life.
Hell yeah.
The rest of your life.
Top of my career. I can retire after this. Everything after this is fucking gravy or icing or both.
Yes.
Or gravy icing. Gravy like a mashed potato
gravy
cake.
Icing. Ooh, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this is the thing. Like, I don't know. I feel like, do you both find that you have to sort of consciously seek out these, like, career opportunities that are like that transcend the drag race, whatever, like the industrial complex of that? Or do you find that these things are just coming to you now where it's like, oh, there are more opportunities just by virtue of like visibility or whatever the fuck?
I mean, I wouldn't know how to seek it out even if I wanted to.
Really?
It's just great opportunities come our way and you have to be prepared for it and then like go say yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And show up.
I think work begets work. If you work a little, you're going to keep working. And I was working before Drag Race, and if there was an audition, I went to it. If I didn't want to go to it, I still went to it. And that's how you book stuff you don't even know. I booked a Nintendo commercial. I wore a sweatshirt and a denim skirt and like 5 minutes of makeup. And I was like, I didn't want to go to it. I'm glad I did, you know? And that was in like 2002.
Wow.
And it's terrible.
Yeah. It's always the ones that you don't care about.
Right? And
it's
you're like,
so weird. It's like, I literally, the closest I came to like booking like a television series, it was, I forgot about the self-tape. Pulled out my laptop, just read the script off the thing while my boyfriend at the time like filmed me, and then we sent it in, and I was like the second choice for it.
Yeah.
It was bizarre. And then you literally sit there looking over your script like and really care, and that's
and
the ones
like,
that you
thanks,
bomb.
Bye.
Yeah, they don't give a fuck.
Ugh.
Yeah.
Man.
But
I mean, it is like
that's the biz, honey.
That's the biz. Alaska. Tell us more about Amethyst Journey, this gorgeous new musical venture.
So good.
You and Jeremy. Okay, so tell us what was the impetus to like put out something like this that was like a not like, you know, like a dance club.
No, I mean, well, Jeremy and I have been making music together for years anyway, so we're like, we might as well record something together. Mm-hmm. And we went into the woods and we said, I had some ideas for songs and like snippets. And we were like, we're going to go into the woods and like intentionally we're going to like come out with some music.
Yeah.
What'd you bring? Shrooms, wine, or
acid?
We didn't do shrooms. There was cannabis.
Great.
I love cannabis.
Yeah. There was lots of wine and there was a hot tub. So it was amazing.
That's enough. Yeah. And then I've just done acid for the first time this summer, and it
did you
fixed
like
me.
It?
He loved it. It changed his life.
It fixed
changed
you with
my
its
life.
Love.
Yes.
Oh, I've never done it.
Oh my god! High five, man. Alaska! You have to do it.
Really?
I don't know. Well, I mean, like, but are you sober, but you will still do drugs? Like, is that
no?
The
I'm
deal?
Not.
Oh,
no.
Sorry. Okay,
no, I was sober for like 2 years.
Yes. Oh, got it.
And
so then,
a break and a detox.
And you're never going to see me drunk on stage, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Not anymore.
Thank you. You're familiar with my discography.
You have my favorite music.
I won't be drunk on stage.
Yeah.
I can't.
Right.
No, I have to be at the helm of the ship.
Right.
There
of
you
course.
Go.
I mean, as we see, you have my, I think, favorite discography of any Drag Race alum, and Pussy
Thanks.
Is my favorite song.
Thank you. It's a good one.
It's a really
it's
good
a trans
one. That's
man
a
anthem.
Fucking good pop song.
Thank you.
I live for it. And I also loved The Tea.
Because
it had me gasping and clutching at my little pearls.
Yeah.
That was a good video, too.
That was a
great
good
video.
Video.
Great video.
Everyone came together. We're like, sure.
Yeah, that was amazing. You guys
everyone
were,
showed up.
You guys slayed it.
I got to show up and pay dust to this guy I hate.
Yeah.
It was great. Not you.
Wait, was the tea the one with Chun-Li turn the page? That one,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
Okay, did you make a Chun-Li reference before Nicki Minaj ever thought to do one?
I've been told that she had been doing it. It wasn't based on that. Chun-Li is from Street Fighter. Yes. So it's actually like wrong because Streets of Rage, Chun-Li, Streets of Rage.
It's all been
She's
a lie.
In Street Fighter though. It's so street. I technically it's kind of like a misprint.
How
like
dare
it's kind
you?
Of wrong.
How dare you?
How dare you not know? Yes, gorgeous video.
Stunning.
And Race Chaser, the theme song, which is a single off Pound Cake.
We have to do a video for it.
You must. Oh, it'd be great. Boost.
I mean, I don't have a thing to wear.
Country Western themed. I want to shoot it at Flaming Saddles, Los Angeles.
I want Mayhem's pink denim and diamonds look.
The exact one.
I want it.
The actual one.
Mayhem, let me wear it.
We have to fly out and be in it and stand on the side with the little flags, like the sluts that raise
you,
the
yes,
thing.
Well,
you could be there.
The casting is.
You could be there. Yeah.
I'll make sure I really don't care that
day.
We'll
send over a tape.
We'll send in a tape.
We're both with UTA.
Are you guys
maybe
on LA casting? Cool.
Central casting.
Work back.
Oh, bitch, 818-260-6100. That's the Union Men's call-in line for extra work. I remember that from 2000.
Oh my God.
I called it every morning looking for work.
And now you're going to be in a fucking Oscar-nominated film. Gorge.
I mean, several times over, bitch.
I want her to win everything. I want Bradley to win everything. I want the writers to win everything. I want the DP to win everything.
I heard that the real gag of the movie, and I heard that Gaga is Gaga, but I heard the gag is Bradley Cooper. I heard that he is, like, they described how he acts. Like, you know how they say it's very hard to act drunk? Like, he acts drunk better than anyone ever has, apparently. Like, he just plays, like, that kind of, like, really, like, sozzled, like, alcoholic, like, very well. Like, you can feel it in his skin and voice. Like,
sozzled, even?
The word sozzled. I would use was grizzled.
Sozzled is something I might have just made up, and I actually like it.
I
it's
like
actually
it.
Rule of Culture number 106.
Sozzled is a thing.
We're 14 and a half.
14.9. We are now going to ask you guys the question that we ask all of our guests, and we'll start with Alaska. This is, what is the culture that made you say culture is for me? It's like the pop culture that you experienced as a young person that culturally defined you, that made you into the person that you are.
MRSA.
Like a movie, a
like
musical
as a child?
Moment. Not even as a child, just like when you kind of found like, okay, I'm defined.
There, it was Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman in Batman Returns.
That is a perfect answer.
That's perfect.
Because I am her, because she is unhinged. She goes back to her house. She has a mental breakdown, freaks out, knocks everything over.
Her cat's eater fingers.
Then pulls out a rubber raincoat and makes it into a cat suit.
Yes.
Sewing it with dental floss. I am her, she is me.
I just bought a portrait of her as that character for my room.
From FlameCon.
From FlameCon. We were at FlameCon, and this guy is an incredible artist who I believe but there was also this guy, this artist who drew amazing pictures of you guys.
Oh, but that was Chad Sell, but yeah.
Chad Sell.
But he's retired from Drag Race art.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he's focusing on his own work. Like his own
original
work.
His work for you guys
is wonderful, stunning.
But there was this other artist who had this glorious picture of Michelle Pfeiffer as Catwoman, and I was like, I must have that. That's a really...
That's fantastic.
She's incredible in that movie.
Yeah.
In fact, across the board, that movie is like underrated, one of the better superhero movies.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Formative in the genre.
Yeah.
Are you a Pfeiffer fan overall?
I love her, yeah.
Did you ever see Jiggly dressed up as the Penguin?
Oh my God, no.
Stop, she did?
I did. So I did Michelle Pfeiffer as Elvira in Scarface, and then she did... the Penguin on Suckless. I told her we were going to do Batman, and I did Elvira. I was like, I'm still Michelle Pfeiffer, but she did the gorgeous Penguin.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Jiggly would be a great Penguin.
She was.
Jiggly's album is unbelievable.
Jiggly's
too.
Good at everything.
Really? I
Jiggly,
listened.
Oh, you have to listen to Jiggly's album.
Wow.
It is really good. The girls are fucking slaying. Like, Shea Coulee, Creme Brulee, that song is...
And we have to say, Willems, I loved Chartistry in Motion.
Thanks, man. It went to number one.
It did. It was
fucking cool.
That was like... great, beautiful, like model for like a drag performer's like album.
I live for the AAA girls as well.
Love the AAA girls.
I was thinking about my next album after this, I think, is called Now That's What I Call Drag Music.
There you go.
Yes, absolutely.
Now That's What I Call Drag Music.
I love that.
I love that. Wait, Alaska, wait, because you even I don't know, this might be totally off the mark. Even the Fra, even like the Affect is a little like, hear me roar. Like,
yeah.
Michelle.
I'm her.
Do you feel like you could trace it back to that? Yeah, maybe, right?
I just wanted to be her.
Yeah.
And I she was the role model.
Yeah.
She still is.
Absolutely.
Did you see, what was that movie that she was just in? Selena Kyle. Selena, what a good Kyle. Perfect name.
I know.
Such so good. And that's, it's just very exactly dead on. Do we think Michael Keaton is hot?
Yeah.
I'd fuck him. I loved him in Birdman.
Yeah.
Wow.
What's that? What's
this? Pass
is,
it around the
this
table.
This is Willem and Jiggly as the Penguin.
Oh, now.
Oh, I saw this.
That's so
cute.
Oh, wow.
Great. You look like
you
Michelle.
You look amazing. You do look like Michelle Willem.
The bangs Scarf do a world it. Of difference.
The bangs and just the.
We do love a bang. We
oh,
do love
my
a bang.
God. Jiggly as the Penguin is very good.
Cheers. Okay, Willem, let's ask you the same question. What was the culture, the formative thing that pushed you in that direction to be like, culture is for me?
One of the things that helped me become and make sure I wanted to know I wanted to be a drag queen was seeing other drag queens, like the ones, there's a couple references. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Those queens are stealing our Buick.
Car. Yeah. Like them.
Are
and
those then, drag queens? Overdubbed, like ADR.
Love it.
Are those drag queens?
ADR'd the fuck out.
Bad. Did you ADR submit a self-tape for that, Jackie? What? Nothing. Don't Tell Mom the Babysitter's Dead. Did you submit a self-tape for that? You in Hollywood then? Never mind. She's so young. Ingenue. I think seeing girls like Jackie Beat and Alexis Arquette in all the movies, the Tu Wong Fus, the Priscillas, the Wigstocks, like the Tricks, the all the It's My Parties with Margaret Cho's, like those gay movies made me realize that there was an outside of where I was in Florida, and I was like, I don't have to work at Disneyland. I can go out and explore and hope for my dreams to come true, and then if they do, and that's what inspired me, the pop culture that made me like go for shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Like, you worked at Disney World in Florida?
No, I got hired and then I went to Traditions and I said I broke my foot and I had to leave, and then I was like, Mom, I have to go to Philly. I need to get out of Florida, because I graduated when I was 16 and I was like, okay, let me stay here. I'll work at Disney for a year and then go away. And they were like, no, you should go. Because I was done school.
Yeah.
I was precocious. I already had chlamydia when I was 13. I should have gotten out of the house more.
So your parents told you to go?
No, I mean, they're cool.
Who's they? But who's they?
Like, my mom and dad. Like, they agreed to help me get, like, emancipated and
shit. Yeah, yeah. Oh, great. Okay, so that was, like, an amicable emancipation.
Super. They come to my shows.
Wow, great.
Yeah, they're awesome.
Love that.
And you moved to Philly, and how long were you there?
I was there for, like, two or three years, and I would bridge and tunnel back and forth from New York. I didn't pay the Lincoln Tunnel 37 times, and I had a warrant out. Because I didn't have the money. I was doing back and forth bridge and tunneling. Sorry. Wow. I slept in that car a lot, too. Did you go to New York from Erie a lot, back and forth?
No, Pittsburgh was the big city for us.
Yeah,
so
yeah, that's
when
where
we
you
wanted to go get crazy. We would go to Pittsburgh.
You started out in the Pits?
I started out in Erie, which is 2 hours outside of Pittsburgh. Yeah.
And then for you, the trajectory was Erie to Pittsburgh, Drag Race, LA.
Just a couple of Pennsylvania girls.
Pittsburgh, LA, then LA back to Pittsburgh, then Drag Race,
after Drag Race
then back to LA.
Got it. Yeah. Cool.
You're a hermit crab.
So interesting.
Yeah.
Was it like, so Drag Race season one happens, and then was it like this thing in the whole drag community where it's like everyone submitting tapes, or were you always galvanized to submit?
Well, no, because it's like they talk about this in Race Chaser, like, they would like approach like Chad Michaels' whole group and be like, hey, we're starting this show with all drag queens. And then Chad was like, no, we're not interested.
You really listen, huh?
Yeah. Well, it's like, this is the thing. It's like, there was no model for this.
Season. No one knew it was going to be the industry that so it
people
are
like, what? No, like you're some Hollywood asshole who's telling me to do this show.
Don't call me that.
It still has RuPaul attached though.
Well, sure. But like,
but RuPaul was, at that time, RuPaul was off the radar for a year.
Right, right. That's like, true.
Like, so it was like, oh, yeah, I remember RuPaul. Right. Like, can you imagine a time where you'd be like, oh.
Oh, yeah, RuPaul.
Yeah, I remember him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was that when the show started.
Right.
So it wasn't like it was going to be this foregone conclusion that it was going to be a huge success.
No.
It had to get, and then it really didn't slay until season four. That's, I mean.
Sure.
Three was fierce,
but I mean, like, in terms of everyone watching it.
Four is the first time they had great archetypes of reality TV. They had the bitch. They had the goth girl. They had the sassy fat black girl. They had the underdog. They had, you know, the spicy Latina girl. Like, we had good archetypes. They had a California bitch.
They figured out casting.
They did. And the casting was great that season. And I attribute it to a lot to Chanel Perillo.
She's the one of the girls that helped produce Wigstock. She was talent producer for that.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
She wrangled everybody.
She also fucks dogs.
Shut up. I hate you.
Okay. Let's
slow.
She's a dog fucker.
And she's a dog fucker.
Well, the thing is, she's a dog fucker.
Chanel is our friend, but oh Cheryl has decided that she wants to perpetuate the rumor that Chanel fucks dogs, which
we can perpetuate that if that's something you want to do.
We were horrible. Chanel was our talent minder on Drag Race for my season and Alaska.
Oh, so she went through it.
Chanel was the one that told the producers, you should talk about this Heathers thing. The girls are talking about it at the hotel, Heathers and Boogers. She brought that to set, and then producers were like, why don't you tell us? And they're like, oh, okay, yeah. And that's how Heathers got brought to light with Chanel. Chanel kind of produced that. Chanel
made Brepper. That's huge.
Chanel made me stay past the second episode because that's when I first broke a rule and I was like, fuck this. They're not going to send me off. I'll just leave on
my
own.
What was the first rule break?
The first rule I broke was I went to a store because we gave them money to get us stuff and they didn't, and it was 4 days later and we're like, we need our shit.
Oh, yeah, you were about this.
I went to a CVS and then I told the guy, give me some hands. Here's some hand sanitizer. He's like, oh, cool. I was like, I got it at the store. I went to it today and I took a few other girls, bitch. Like, we need our shit. You need to treat us better. And then after that, I was like, they're going to kick me off. And then they kept me the next day and I was like, oh, okay, well, let me try to sing for the one girl's elimination. They said, no, absolutely not. You're going off script. And I was like, bye.
I can't wait to rewatch this season knowing that the whole time you were like literally trolling them.
Trolling. Wow. Here's the thing. I pulled the page and it's a stunt and it's valid. People win sometimes the whole season by pulling a stunt, you know?
Oh, but you were the first stunter on the show.
Truly.
Like in a more
Thank
like
so much.
Existential sense, like you were stunting on the show.
Would you call me stunty cunty?
Stunty cunty.
Thank
yeah,
you would. So much.
Behind your back. To your face.
There's a line.
Yeah. Sure.
Get in it. You want a fast pass?
Was anyone like that on your season? Like, what, behind stunty? The season, badly behaved?
Detox was talking to her mic.
I was gonna guess Detox.
Oh, yeah.
Detox did not get two shits.
Yeah, she's a prankster.
Remember when they switched the song? And she's like, I see all of you. I see you.
Wow, wait. And so she's like talking to people at Video Village or whatever.
No, yeah, honestly, because D, she's told this story before. So I think if you want to find it, you can ask her about it. But like, I shouldn't talk about it. But no, I should. I mean, she's told it where I think it's valid to talk about. They sometimes switch the lip sync songs the day of.
We heard about this for Chi Chi and Thorgy.
So, let me tell you, with Jinx, Miss Jinx, and Miss Detox, they switched it from an 80s mix, so Detox, to an...
No, it was Free Your Mind by En Vogue.
Okay. 90s.
For the Sugar Ball?
And they made it Malambo number 5 or whatever?
Which is the song that number Jinx one. Has performed in her repertoire before. So I think they knew who was going to slam it. So D told me when she got home, she's like, I took my microphone off and said, I see you all. Okay, fine. And she did the number like she should. She slayed it. But like, they knew that Jinx was going to be the top at that point, I guess.
You think they were rigging it for Jinx?
No, I don't think they were rigging it. But I think every reality show in the final three has an underdog.
You need the cast.
Yeah, they were
has an underdog, an antagonist, and a protagonist. And the antagonist is usually the pro, too, like the Chad Michaels the Alaska Thunderfuck.
And I think the narrative of Alaska Talks in the top three, it's
a good story.
The narrative is like to break it up. I know you love.
It's like they have someone called a story producer that's actually just a writer.
Right, exactly.
Sure.
Wow, that's actually interesting.
Well, the way they film, and this is interesting to the produce reality TV, any show, is they film everything. Mm-hmm. They get transcribers to transcribe it out, and then they look through it, and then they take pieces and script it together with cut and paste, and they say, this is a show we're going to produce, 48 hours of footage, 42 minutes. So they do what they can, and that's the most efficient way to do it and to create a story that people care about, like Alaska Talks, because I cared about it.
Yeah.
Right, you know? right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, you can watch it now, and you guys really...
That was
really
so succinct. I did that.
Yeah, you did it, bitch.
Beautiful, yeah.
You watch the show now, and you love it. Like, now, a new season comes on, and you do love it.
Now I love it.
Yeah. I don't want to know any spoilers. Yeah. I'll know spoilers about All Stars if it happens, but I'm like a lockbox. I don't want to know anything about
the new seasons.
The regular season,
Do you remember the day that I almost convinced you and Courtney I was on All Stars?
Yeah.
You were so... For a second, you were like, no, but you... No, both of them, I gagged them. And then I got Beverly next door to like get in on it too.
Yeah.
This girl that makes stuff for us.
I feel like, would you never go back?
They won't ask me.
They won't ask you.
That's the thing.
Because you shake it up too much.
But would you in a fantasy world if they asked you?
Girl, do you know how often I say no?
Never.
I say no very infrequently. But for this, I don't like the way that they've treated a lot of people. And I don't think that my concerns would be any different once I got there. So I wouldn't want to put myself in a bad situation. And I'm in a movie with Lady Gaga. I don't need
exactly,
to go back.
Bitch.
And,
right, right.
Like, I'm not drinking my own Kool-Aid or trying to give myself a big chignon or anything about
right,
it.
Right,
but,
right, right.
Chignon.
Big chignon.
But you know what? It's like Todrick. Would he go back to American Idol? He's doing his thing.
Yeah,
I don't,
he's fully doing
it. I'm doing my thing, too. I got stuff going. I'm cool.
Sure.
You know, I'm good. I think that was a time in my life. It was very helpful, and I'm very happy about it. But, it's better. I like it better on my own because I don't have to answer to anybody. And when I fuck up, I know it's my fault. I'm not going to blame someone else for, oh, I'm mad at you because you didn't feed me right. Fuck you, you know?
Yeah.
Because they've been filming more stuff. There's a Christmas thing coming out. And I mean, I think that's no secret if you go on Reddit. And I'm glad I wasn't there for that once I heard some of the stuff that happened. I was like, fuck that.
So then are you, like, using you and Detox as examples, would you encourage that? Not that behavior, but that sort of response more to be like, oh, if something is uncouth, then like call that out in the moment.
Well, here's the thing. Squeaky wheel gets the grease. So if you just complain about something and then to yourself and not to the people that it's affecting, it's not going to do much. So if you want to be happy, you should probably speak up. You know, if you're unhappy with something, doesn't make sense to just sit there and stew and boil and get hot under your wig. Right. I mean, there's certain things where we're like, no.
Yeah.
We won't stay at your house. Get us a hotel.
Mm-hmm.
You know, stuff like that where some people try stuff. And I call them Tri-Isha.
Tri-Isha.
Don't try it.
And it's also like not as if they don't have the money now to like treat them really right. And we moderated the Drag Race panel at Vulture Fest. And
Vulture.
Yeah, yeah.
It's like my new defamer.
We do the reviews
for
Vulture.
Season 10
we do the recaps. Yeah. And,
did I win?
You won.
Work.
Yeah.
But we did the panel with them at Vulture Fest, and the one thing I think about the show that's kind of like a little bit like you can call it out as unfair is the way that like some queens come in with tons and tons of money, and other queens come in with nothing, and they're expected to bring the product.
No.
You don't think so?
Don't do that, because like here's the thing: we all have drag families and drag sisters and people. My season, the day we got our first checks, we had to go to 4 different banks because a bunch of the girls' accounts were overdrawn. Because you go every penny in. Once you get on this, you're like, this is my chance to make a splash. Let me do it.
Taking out loans, too.
And if the girls don't have the money to do it, learn how to sew. Learn how to make stuff, you know? Because a crafty queen is always going to find something to wear.
Okay. Yeah.
That's what I think. I mean, Monique gave an interview where they were asking about the disparities between poor queens and rich queens and queens that have money. Mm-hmm. And she's like, well, I mean, look at Willem. He had money and he was fucking busted on his show, on his season. And I was like, I've never even met you.
Monique said that?
Yeah, in an interview. And I was like, okay, twice in black and white. And I was like, that's a nice way to meet me. But I wasn't busted. I never had one bad comment on my outfits.
Sure. She listens to the show, by the way.
Monique. Hi, Monique. Yeah. I don't know why you said that. My outfits were great. And I wasn't busted. You saw my beard like once.
There you go.
And I looked great.
Yeah,
and there were no judges' critiques on my outfits the entire time. They said my hair was wrong once, the second episode. But other than that, I was perfect fashion-wise. So don't come for me there.
Sterling.
But like, I don't know what she meant by busted. I looked fine. People liked me.
We interviewed her too for Vogue.
Monique
you
got
interviewed,
beef.
You
what
interviewed
we
her,
eat?
And she said you need money.
Yeah,
that was her.
So,
that was her view.
I did a little exit interview with her when she got
Alaska
eliminated.
Wore trash bags.
Sharon Needles won with a bag of dirty laundry.
She was wearing her dirty laundry, and Fifi was so plucked during the season because she's like, she gets away with that. It's like, girl, sell it better.
Yeah. Sell it, yeah.
You know,
it is about just delivering.
The show is about, it's not always what you wear. Sometimes a lot of it's personality. Keep Rue laughing and you're golden.
Mm-hmm, yeah, that's actually, it seems more and more evident.
Keep Rue entertained, and it makes good TV. If she's entertained, that's a guarantee America will be entertained probably.
There you go.
You know?
I think Cracker could have won the show had she just like kept it more together. I really do.
I think she just probably, I mean, like, I would have just let it get to my head in that same way where she was like, what the fuck is going on? Why am I not excelling
in this thing that
I am excelling?
Did you see that video when Aquaria won in the bar?
And
Cracker, like, put her head down on the table
You've
and prayed for, like, 10 seconds.
No,
and
we haven't.
And Cracker's assistant put her...
It's someone she across went, the room being shady with their little phone, zooming in on Ms. Cracker sitting at a table. And the TV goes, the winner is Aquaria. And everyone on the bar is losing it. It's New York. They're going crazy.
Yeah.
And Cracker is just sitting there.
No, she puts her head down on the table.
No.
Completely still. She goes, and not pleased.
What's that about?
I mean, I
don't
think
know.
It's... I think
she had a migraine. She probably had a migraine.
It
was a migraine that struck right at that moment.
Yeah. I don't know. Maybe she should go to helixsleep.com and get a free...
I mean,
I agree. Go to helixsip.com. /lasculturistas with the promo code /drag,
you faggot.
Yeah. Oh my god. This is our fucking show.
Fuck you.
Just because you get to have your fucking crew rolling here.
You guys have
here,
fucking
the legendary
Mad
Jackie
money.
Beat.
I'm out of here. Get me my hoverboard.
Well, first, before you leave, we have to do I Don't Think So, Honey, which is our segment
my blade.
That we do.
Get me my blade.
Call my blade.
Which is our second we do. Laska knows it well. She was a judge at our Clusterfest show, which was very fun.
Very fun.
We thank you for doing it.
So hilarious.
We love
it. Really, really fun.
You guys were great judges. In fact, the winner of it, Rachel Pegram, just moved into Bowen Yang's
apartment.
Just moved into
my apartment 2 blocks away.
Shut
up. Running a hostel?
I'm running a hostel. Yes. For disenfranchised comedians. But great. Okay, so we're going to start. It's 1 minute on the clock to
rant against something in pop culture.
Oh, God, I'm bad at this.
Well, just pick something and talk. You seem very good at talking.
Do I have to do... Well, oh my god, I'm scared.
Right,
I have
no topic.
You know what we can do for you? What you did at our Clusterfest show is you picked topics out of a bowl.
Yeah.
We'll do that.
We'll do that for
That's
you.
That's easier. Okay. Great.
We'll start with Matt. We'll go Matt, me, and last one.
Okay. I don't really know what I'll say, but here we go.
You know your topic.
I know my
though.
Topic, but I don't know my take.
That's okay. Like your logo.
Yeah.
Boom, 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 boom. Cute. Okay, this is Matt Rogers' I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, that you can't wear white after Labor Day. Actually, bitch, I'll wear whatever the fuck I want.
Mm-hmm.
Also, you know what's after Labor Day? Fucking Christmas.
Wow.
And if I want to show up to the Christmas party in a fucking white turtleneck, which mm-hmm. actually sounds kind of cute, maybe I will do that. And also, when is it end, honey, this after Labor Day thing? When at what point may I start wearing white
When's
again?
The reset?
Also, I'm going to fucking just restate. I'll wear whatever the fuck I want, you bitch.
Mm.
Now, also, Alaska says, dictates that apparently Anna Wintour has stepped forth and said that the white after Labor Day thing is now not a rule. Can someone please fucking get up on national broadcast television and say, for once and for all, if we can wear white after Labor Day or not? Until then, I don't think so, honey. Also, are we also talking off-white? Are we talking our ivory,
seconds.
Honey? Are we talking our, you know, so
bone.
Light pink that it's almost white. Are we talking bone? I will wear whatever the fuck I want. White is a good color on me. As long as I don't roll around in the
Five
goddamn
seconds.
Dirt, you'll see me wearing my white ensemble, bitch. And I don't think so, honey, if you think otherwise.
And that's 1 minute.
Great.
Wow.
Okay,
love
work.
That.
I will wear white.
You
and
will.
But the only thing is about white is if you, like, have a little bit of, you know, your teeth aren't looking exactly perfect that day.
Oh, sure. But you can tell. But
shocks.
then at that point, you're splitting hairs.
Fake.
Smile. Oh.
Gorgeous. Okay.
Do you guys both have new girls with the Drag Race money? I see a lot of the girls get new.
I got mine
new
when
teeth.
I was 23 after I saw myself on Nooptuck. I was like, that tooth is crooked. We're fixing it.
We're getting it done. Asia O'Hara's teeth.
It took Ryan Murphy to get you to that
Thank
place.
Thank God, Ryan Murphy. I love you.
Asia O'Hara's teeth are my favorite thing on television.
Oh, they're fabulous.
They're so fabulous.
Megawatt. She's got a megawatt smile. I love her.
She really does. She's the queen.
So sweet.
Future All-Stars winner, I hope.
I hope so. Oh, her and Shay, though.
Sickening.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. I mean,
and
there's
a wonderful person.
So many good ones that should win.
We talked to her
Thank
after
you so
the finale.
Much.
So
yeah,
many
I
good
agree,
ones
Willem.
That should win, Willem. We talked to her after the finale. For
yeah,
season
she
10.
Was good. Good.
I want Jackie Beat on season 11.
Jackie
as
is,
a judge.
But Jackie has transcended the whole show, though. Like, that's the thing. I don't know. Well, she's not paying attention.
She wrote for fucking Joan Rivers.
Yeah. Like, she doesn't need it.
Yeah, please.
Whatever.
As a judge, that's why I want her judging
as
people.
A judge.
She should
funny.
Be a judge.
Hundo P.
She doesn't
has
care
Lady
about you.
Bunny ever come on the show to judge?
Not to judge, no.
She was on Drag You Girl.
That's very good.
All right, this is Bowen Yang's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. These fucking idiot Asians who are suing Harvard for this and this affirmative action thing. There is not one, okay, according to some sources, there is not one student at Harvard or these students who didn't get accepted into Harvard who are ready to take the stand and testify that affirmative action harmed them. Do you know what I'm saying? They're using this because they're bitter about their fucking their tiger parents have brainwashed them into thinking that you have to go to some Ivy League school. And now
seconds.
Donald Trump and the right are using you as anti-black cogs to fuck shit up. And it's not necessary. Be better. Do not ascribe to this model minority bullshit, okay?
Be best.
Thank you, Melania. I hate this.
Seconds.
I'm holding people in my little cohort accountable because this sucks, man. Ugh, babe, I get it. I was growing up for 18 years thinking if I don't make it into an Ivy League school
and
trash, but then I went to NYU and whatever, it was fine.
And that's 1 minute.
I went to NYU and it was fine.
The final sentence of I went to NYU and it was fine.
And it was fine.
You're kind of sexy when you're mad.
Thank you.
But then I looked at your shoes and I'm like, I don't know. Fuck.
I'm wearing slides because I live two blocks away. I'm not going to get dressed up. Thanks, Willem.
Well, explain coherently what you're saying.
Sorry. So there's this lawsuit. That's
I saw Crazy Rich Asians. My friend's in it, Constance.
Oh, your friend Constance.
Yeah, I know her. I did a TV show with her. I don't really know her, but we're in the same show.
She's fabulous. That bitch can deliver a single tear.
Oh, she's so good. No, it's these Asians. It's this group of Asian students who did not get accepted into Harvard, who are suing.
And none of them will take the stand?
And none of them will take the stand because they'll
be ridiculed on social media.
Exactly. Well, it's like they're claiming that affirmative action has like they've brought in black and brown students to take their spots at these schools, and it makes no sense. It's horrible. It is.
Well, get a scholarship or something,
or just be better. I don't know. Like,
suck less.
Be best. Suck less. Willem's book, and have better. Have more distinctive things on your personal statement. Your whatever.
Get better hair.
Just have a personality beyond just like being a fucking robot who studies like babe. I get it. I was reading these SAT prep books when I was in like the seventh grade,
and then you decided to get a personality, and it was wonderful. It was truly all fucking aces.
Dropped acid, and now I'm fixed.
Now you have a personality, and thank fucking God.
I wanted to do something where I do a different drug for every episode of the Beatdown that I do once, and then I realized that would be a bad idea because I've already done crack, and I don't want to try crystal.
Don't do. Crystal.
He did crystal on accident.
And it was fine.
I'm afraid that I'll.
It
like
wasn't
it.
Fine. It's he had a meltdown. Whatever. It was fine.
It was like an Adderall because they're chemically the same.
Crystal is fine on your podcast.
No, I know. No.
He's not fine. For days, he was not okay. His teeth were chattering, bitch.
No, they weren't.
You were chattering like a fucking
crab.
Here's
the thing. Have you taken Adderall before?
I take Vyvanse.
Sorry, clam. Chattering like a clam. Not a crab.
So Adderall and crystal meth are the same molecule.
Tell me more. The ingredient bottle says amphetamine salts for Vyvanse and Adderall.
There you go.
The generics.
Our friend just accidentally took bath salts the other day.
I just wanted to let Willem know that meth and Adderall are chemically the same. Meth has an extra methyl group, which makes it more lipid soluble so that it crosses your blood-brain barrier.
You heard it here first.
My journal, young lady.
Meth is fine.
Meth
Bowen
is
Yang.
Fine. All right, Bowen Yang.
You put this on the clock because I'm going to shoot topics at Alaska, and then when you're done, I'm just gonna shoot out a new one, and you're just gonna say things about these things that
I talk
about.
Word association, and then we just say, "Oh, honey,
sure,
after, and
sure."
It counts.
Unless you have something you want to rant about.
No. I don't think so, honey. Yes.
I don't think so, honey. Okay, so Alaska, you're first.
Okay.
Tell me when the clock goes on.
And I'm sorry. What are we doing? I'm sorry.
Just why don't you just sit there with the clock, and I'm going to say topics, and Alaska's going to.
Are we counting down for a minute?
Yeah.
Just do your thing.
Yeah, okay, this is Alaska Thunderfox. Yeah. I don't think so, honey. Her time starts now.
Okay, Lord, the singer Lord.
Okay, so I don't think so, honey. So first of all, I talk really slow, so that helps in a timed situation. Lord, South Park did a really great job of succinctly like identifying Lord's practices in music writing. She takes a computer and she just talks to it because she's like a 14-year-old girl who's angsty, and then they put like a beat behind it.
Wow,
and that's
seconds.
Her music.
Really?
But I do think so, honey. Because I think she's great. I think she's cool. She does do her makeup.
Yeah.
She does that weird dance
on
that
awards
show.
We're just forcing this to be an opportunity about Lord.
So I do think so, Lord. And her name is Lord. Like Madonna's daughter, Lourdes.
Okay, Miss Vanjie, as an expression, as a cultural thing.
I do think so, honey. No, I appreciate it.
And that's 1 minute.
All right, okay. So, great. So we got
Lord and Miss
Sort
Vanjie.
Of an I don't think so, honey. I'm Lord.
I'm ethically not well at the I don't think so, honey.
No, you were absolutely incredible at it at Clusterfest.
Legendina.
You said your I don't think so, honey, on Robert Mueller was it should be pronounced Mueller. And that was a classic,
totally.
Classic
I
word.
I agree with that.
It's spelt like Mueller.
I agree with that.
And so
100.
Do we.
What was another one Alaska did that was V good?
She goes something more like something. I mean,
Glenn Close, Glenn more like Glenn Far.
That was it.
Slay bitch.
There you go.
Slay bitch.
Simple, straightforward.
Okay.
There we go. Okay, this is Willem Belli's.
Wait, hold on.
So,
let me pull up. Let me pull up some topics.
Uh-oh.
You're gonna exceed. But the phrase
I don't know Excel. I only know Paint.
Oh, there you go. MS Paint.
Oh God.
Who is that?
This is Nick from Last Night.
Oh shit! Wow, she's looking fish tonight.
Is that Nick
dick is out.
She's looking like a grouper. Oh, I told her dick was out. I don't know how she filtered it in the photo. It looked grainy.
All right, here we go.
Dick is out.
This is Willem Belli's. I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
The actor Ed Harris.
And I have no Harris.
There you go. Ed Sheeran.
Oh my God, I love that little the redheaded boy. He's so nice, oh honey.
The horse, Ed, the talking horse.
Oh.
Super fun stuff. Oh honey.
Oh my God.
Taylor Swift Reputation album.
Taylor Swift, a great writer.
This is, I don't think so, honey.
I don't think so. Oh.
Great writer.
Great writer.
The Christmas season.
The Christmas season.
Yes.
Of,
go negative, honey.
Just in general.
Talk shit about it.
What? In general. The
oh,
Christmas
I thought you meant the
season.
RuPaul Drag Race Christmas season.
No, not happening.
Oh, because that's sickening. I think Ru has a Christmas album.
15 seconds.
I think Ru has a Christmas album, oh, honey. So they're doing a little VH1 Christmas special with a lot of the girls. Oh, honey.
Oh, wow. That's the tea. Okay.
5 seconds.
Oh, the tea is caffeine free.
The tea is caffeine free. I feel like we got some gains out of there.
That's 1 minute.
And I have honey. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
It's clover honey, pure extra light amber.
I think that's why Willem
you can't
could
feed
barely
honey
do
babies.
It. I don't think so, honey, because he clearly
he
thinks
literally
so, honey.
Has honey.
Yeah.
Thinks
that's
so,
not
honey.
Honey.
That's
that
not
Robin honey. Song, honey, is so good, too. I
which
love
one?
Robin.
Which one?
Honey, it was on Girls.
Oh. That's Mariah Carey, Honey Erasure. That's the best song called Honey.
I think Robin.
Gorgeous.
Beautiful vocalist.
Beautiful vocalist.
We're live vocalists first.
Absolutely. You guys are live vocalists.
So many blessings.
So many blessings.
Blessings.
How does
I
it feel?
I appreciate you.
Why did God give you this talent? That's a question for you guys.
Yeah.
I think I found it a lost and found.
Okay. Mm.
Yeah. No one gave it to you.
Why did God give you this talent?
It's the Lord's plan.
It's been honed.
it's in God's plan. That's you know the what? Title of this episode is God's plan.
Did the
it's
lights
God's
just plan. Get dimmer?
Maybe a little bit. But I just want to say the four of us here are all vocalistas because, as one reviewer put it in a review for this podcast, he said, "It's like all drag queens and Real Housewives, as soon as they got a little bit gay famous, they assumed the world wanted to hear them sing." And you know what?
That's true.
Maybe they do.
They do.
Maybe they
drag
do. Does.
They
drag
do.
Drag Race albums.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I'm down. I'm here
Blair
for
Blair St. Clair, honey.
Oh, I know. It's good,
that bitch,
though.
That
it's
bitch
good.
Is, good.
Good.
Is a good album.
It's
a good album.
I haven't heard it.
Now
and
or
she,
never.
She puts fucking dollars into her music videos, too. She looks like a large bag of money.
Like a large
this
one.
This is the most expensive month of my life.
What is that a reference to?
It's a tweet that she said she didn't get into.
Oh,
I don't think so, honey. Drag queens on Twitter. Okay,
I actually don't
think so.
Well, now they're getting into
go
feuds.
To BBRT.
What the fucking Eureka O'Hara Jack K. Harry beef is my
what
favorite beef of the year.
That came out of nowhere.
My favorite beef of the year.
Call the oobs.
Okay, Willem has to go.
Willem's got to go. He's got a hoverboard to pick up.
Yeah. No, it's here. He just has to.
Oh, right,
move
right,
it
right.
Somewhere else. There we go. Okay.
How dare you tell them my personal business?
you instant this.
well, this is Race Chaser.
Yes.
Is the podcast on Forever Dog Podcast Network.
I mean,
get it right.
A Star Is Born is the film, starring Willem.
Amethyst Journey is the album with Jeremy.
Sharknado 19, starring Alaska Thunderfuck.
Sharknado 6. Thank you.
And RuPaul's Drag Race is the television series.
These two are fabulous, phenomenal.
I'm on Shameless too this
season. You're on Shameless this season? Emmy Rossum's last, huh?
Yeah, she's nice. Sorry.
She's nice.
She's very good.
Well, we love you both. Thank you so much, Jackie, for doing this.
She just tweeted us bored.
I did not. I tweeted hoverboard.
Oh, nice. That's
you know
good.
I can't read.
Okay, well, I mean, we got to get out of here.
I love you, pussy.
Bye.
I love you, pussy. Don't you? Bye.
Bye.
Oh, honey.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.